Do not let teachers trick you into pretending to learn. This text is not what anybody wants to hear, but I wish I heard it when I was young. I have never once regretted taking responsibility for my own self-education, and I humbly ask you to learn programming as well. Or find something more powerful, noble, and trustworthy, and do that instead. Basically, real adults are rare, and you know it. Sometimes even adults fall apart. You are going to have to fight for your own future. And the younger you are, the more important that is. Your teachers and guidance counselors want you to stay on the standardized paths, primarily because that's their job, but also because it's all they have ever known. One path. The paths in life are many. And many of us will learn that old age is a true limiting factor to what we can hope to accomplish. Old age is a privilege denied to many. And if it was true that the world should revolve around money, Wall Street would have its own banks and humans a proportional allowance. Debt from which would be a crime to track, because human beings must be permitted to flourish, or they will die in war. The idea of money, as we have it today, is not just half-baked. For all the nonsense that it has caused, it is so primitive that it's all the way up some poor dinosaur's butt. The result is what you see. Half-crazed adults, don't stop me here, desperately hanging on to their half-thought-out Cocomania ideas. If I had a dime for every moron who tried to convince me I'm an unwanted immigrant, I'd have 50 cents by now. I have never heard dumber ideas. It's that hamster rolling stress of an older person who we have been taught deserves respect. Having thoughts with the IQ of a paramecium. I've never been upset hearing those ideas. I just always felt bad. We cannot have this. We cannot have fake education and adults growing up on it like stupid mushrooms. No! It's disrespectful to the elderly. You, dear reader, are not going to become just as half-crazed. Or enter that, it's working for everyone else, why shouldn't it work for me, state? Religion, alcohol, drugs, war, beer, manipulations, manipulating, and lies, and all the other kindergarten crud must be set aside, along with all the other childish things, because if not, it will tear you to pieces and slam you all the way down. These desperate items will force you to deal with people who live on that level and feed. Feed on people like you. Growing up early on is the only time you have to learn for yourself, because the longer you are around, the more complicated life becomes. If you trade your education for mere good grades, you will spend your life living in terror of poverty. You will have little to no force to lift yourself up to philosophy, to art, to genius and greatness. And before you say something, genius is what you are, that you don't believe it, or people tell you you are not, just shows how effective your indoctrination is. Newton, Einstein were not genetic freaks. Grow up. The big picture is just that. Unbeknownst to all your guardians is the fact that you are being indoctrinated into a culture of mediocrity. A culture that time and again has been proven to make people feeble, to make them unravel, to make them weak, incompetent, unbalanced, and unfortunately stupid. It makes them do things that in the long run only cause them trouble, that insult the older version of themselves. Mediocrity is not allowed. Politicians will not help you. They are often disconnected from reality and sometimes overly virtuous. They think they are fighting the good battle, but cause great harm with an extra step that obscures it. Many do not understand where they stand, and if they do try to put up a good fight for your future, they will not be elected. They will be instantly outcompeted by ravenous liars. It has always been like this, because this is as far as humanity has gotten. This is the civilization we have built thus far. It is the best we could achieve in the presence of liars and manipulators. In the end, you will find no safety beyond a single chair at the homeless shelter, no future beyond what you can claw at. You will receive no help from politicians, and your university will force you to vouch for it with your entire career, with all your work. So much for your diplomas. And your authentic education will be whatever you scraped up, created, or worked on. The only thing you will be taught in school is that you are not a genius, that you are not special, that you are just like everyone else. And like everyone else, you have to else like everyone. Mediocrity is what you are going to be taught. Idiocracy is born here. Those of you who have already experienced bullies, there is one more punch. The punchline. That's what people corrupted by poverty of mind are like. When they can get away with it. When no one is looking. Most of you never had bullies. They were just the normal people in your school. Mediocrity. Usually at this point, all I can do is to ask you to grow, to rise above this, to take the harder right and avoid the easier wrong. To grow all the way up until you stand as great beings. I note the philosophers, the scientists, the great adventure trails, AT, PCT, CDT. But there's a new kid on the block. Oh yes, 40 months old. It's the AI. It works. You have to learn how to use it. It's not a creature you can talk to. It's a machine that produces code. Let me say this very clearly to you. Programming is your only way out of poverty, but it is uncertain if you actually need to learn programming to code with AI. If you divide your program into small actions that the AI creates, you're effectively recreating the visual version of Linux. The AI has the ability to generate every possible command you will ever need, and that goes the same for your users, your customers. My current tests use drag and drop actions that you apply to a virtual world to script it, including the generation of user interfaces. I use local AI because I know that matters to you. It matters to me too. It is smarter than we have been taught. I see a ladder that you and the rest of the world can use to slowly move up. And again, the younger you are, the easier it's going to be. For once, at this point, let me tell you what I just told my AI. Maybe this will snap you out of this curse of mediocrity. I said, create this workflow. Start. Phone video, as is. Select thumbnail frame. Audio to text. Summary preview. Start. Phone video. Use Persona Live. It's a face generator. Select thumbnail frame. Audio to text. Summary preview. Start. Audio recording. Audio to text. Another AI. Upload cover image, summary preview. Start, just text, upload narration, like I'm narrating right now. Upload cover image, summary preview. And the AI understood. It understood that the start is a start that all of these share. That the summary preview is the end that all of these share. And it created, based on this strange, very short description of workflows, list of workflows, it created a network that routes everything correctly. These are very rare moments where you get to witness how powerful AI thinking is. How it's different from what we think thinking should be. But I did not stop at creating the workflow of an application. I selected one of the points named audio recording and I said, add form operations that will allow me to upload an audio file. And it did. I selected the start that all of these workflows share, and I said, add form operations that will allow me to enter a poem name and a description. The AI understood. It created the graph, and it created the actions almost correctly, By tomorrow, it will be perfect. This is complex, confusing, nosebleed programming that nobody wants to do, mapping out all those workflows. But the AI did it all. And in such a way that it didn't require you learning programming. You can still edit everything by moving the actions around, but you don't have to write a single line of code. This is not a program you buy. This is proof that such programs can exist, and it's something you make yourself for your own customers. You will need a teaching AI, sure. And you need to be open to learning programming so that you learn over time. You can't hate it. That's all it takes. You knew this was coming, so let me say it out loud. The artificial intelligence we have today is more effective than teachers, politicians, educational institutions, and grades, and even the paycheck, which will keep you tired for the duration of your existence. You are not creating a program that will help you create applications. You are creating a platform that others will pay a few dollars a month for. It took me 48 hours to create mine. It contains about 3 to 5 years' worth of programming. Such applications should contain multiple AIs that look at code from different perspectives. You can add security AI, network deployment AI, quality control, designers, and even beta testers, users that will, simulate the use of your program. This is a very bright new age. If you take away just one thing from this strange text, take this. A teacher telling you that you are not a genius is giving you one of the greatest insults that you will ever receive. There may not be a worse thing you could possibly say to a person. And yes, your task in life is exactly as I said it. It is to grow and grow all the way up until you stand as a great and unbreakable being. The age of mediocrity is over.